We've also heard from Paul on the text system, and he says, Dr. Chris, why is the government hell-bent on electric cars? He says, to me, the science doesn't make sense. It's not greener, as the production of electricity can be dirty from power stations, and the short life of batteries, they're very expensive to replace and difficult to dispose of. What do you think of that, Chris?
Well, I think that Paul has a point, which is that there's no such thing as a free lunch. If you're using energy, it's got to come from somewhere. But the benefit an electric car offers is that it doesn't produce pollution once it's working as an electric car. Obviously, the pollution is all in one place, the power station. And that means that mitigating strategies to recover the waste from the power station, the CO2, the particles, etc., can be done locally where the power station is, and probably more effectively than fitting scrubbers and things, which will be less efficient to a car. And also, individual cars are all going to be inherently less efficient than one giant power station. So it's a sum of lots of little inefficiencies adding up to a bigger inefficiency than one big inefficiency, the power station. So that's why we think electric cars are beneficial. They also are much better in traffic, because stopping and starting burns enormous amounts of fuel, wastes enormous amounts of energy. Electric motors are absolutely perfect for that kind of thing, because they don't waste energy when they're not actually moving.